Kerma Partners raises 215 million euros to back biotech rebels challenging pharma giants. Paris-based Kerma Partners closed its fourth and largest fund at €215 million, $252 million, on April 24, 2026, crossing the €1 billion threshold in total assets under management and positioning itself as the continent's most structured early-stage biotech builder, even as the fund fell short of its original €250 million target. Biofund 4 surpasses Kerma's third fund, which totaled €160 million, $186 million, by 34%. The new fund plans to back up to 20 companies focused on therapies for severe or incurable diseases, with approximately 80% of capital earmarked for portfolio company development. Up to half of the fund's investments will flow to companies either established by Kerma's management team or incubated through Argo BioStudio, a startup launchpad co-founded by Kerma and French public investment bank Pfrance. 11 companies have already received capital from the fund. With Biofund 4 and Argo BioStudio, we now possess a unique capacity in Europe to identify world-class academic science, transform it into globally competitive biotechnology companies, and support them through to full maturity, Kerma managing partners Thierry Laugel and Remy Droller said in the April 24 announcement. The fund close matters beyond Kerma's own ledger. European biotech venture formation has operated under persistent capital constraints relative to the United States, and a firm crossing the €1 billion AUM mark with institutional cornerstone backing signals that gap may be narrowing. Simultaneously, April 24 brought parallel signals of sector momentum. Avalyn Pharma filed for a $182 million initial public offering targeting pulmonary fibrosis therapies, and a UC Berkeley startup entered public view with a GLP-1 gene therapy program using transposable genetic elements. The single-day convergence of a major European fund close, a U.S. biotech initial public offering filing, and a novel gene therapy entrant illustrates where institutional life sciences capital is flowing in 2026. The ownership structure behind Biofund 4 Eurazio, the Paris-listed asset manager with €39 billion in assets under management, owns Kerma outright. Eurazio acquired a majority stake in Kerma in 2021, then bought the remaining shares in 2025, making Kerma a wholly owned subsidiary. This matters for institutional investors evaluating Biofund 4's counterparty risk. Kerma is not a standalone partnership dependent on its next fundraise for survival. It is backstopped by a public company carrying €39 billion in AUM. Eurazio itself is listed as one of the new fund's investors, meaning the parent firm has both financial and reputational skin in the game. The three cornerstone investors are CSL Limited, the Australian Biotech Group, the European Investment Fund, the EU's venture and private equity arm, and Pfrance, France's state investment bank. Beyond these anchors, the fund drew European institutional investors and family offices, though specific names and commitment sizes were not disclosed. €215 million raised versus €250 million target. Biofund 4 closed 14% below the target announced at the fund's first close in 2024. That gap is not negligible. It reflects the selective appetite of European institutional LP pools in 2026 despite the fund's strong track record. Exit track record frames the valuation case. Kerma's third fund produced three exits that institutional LPs use to underwrite return assumptions. In 2021, Unicure acquired Corleve Therapeutics, a Kerma portfolio company. In 2023, Eli Lilly acquired Emergence Therapeutics, another Kerma-backed firm. In 2024, AstraZeneca bought out Amolyt Pharma. All three deals came from the third fund's portfolio. Terms for these transactions were not publicly disclosed in the source material. Three exits from a single fund, with buyers including two top five global pharmaceutical companies by revenue, Lilly and AstraZeneca, and a gene therapy specialist, Unicure, is a credible proof of concept. The acquirer profile is important. Lilly's 2023 acquisition of Emergence and AstraZeneca's 2024 purchase of Amolyt were completed by companies actively expanding their pipelines through bolt-on mergers and acquisitions rather than internal development alone. Caption: Kerma Partners Fund Progression and Third Fund Exit Record. Exit valuations were not publicly disclosed. Source: MedCity News. Portfolio construction and the Argo BioStudio lever. The most structurally distinctive feature of Biofund 4 is its dual-track construction model. Up to 50% of capital will go to companies built inside Argo BioStudio, the launchpad Kerma co-founded with Pfrance. The other 50% deploys into externally sourced opportunities. This is not a conventional venture model. It is closer to a hybrid build-operate-invest structure, where the GP controls early company formation, retains founding equity at the lowest possible cost basis, and then uses the fund vehicle to finance subsequent development. The model is capital-efficient at entry, concentrating dilution risk in companies Kurma had a hand in designing rather than competing for pre-priced deals in a hot market. The current Kurma portfolio lists close to 60 companies across autoimmune disease, cancer, cardiovascular conditions, and respiratory diseases. Biofund IV's 11 initial investments are predominantly Europe-based, though Kurma has already moved capital into Alveus Therapeutics, a 2026 obesity drug developer splitting operations between Philadelphia and Copenhagen, signaling that geographic boundaries are not absolute. The obesity angle deserves attention in the broader 2026 context. The GLP-1 drug class has generated some of the most active venture and mergers and acquisitions deal flow in life sciences. A UC Berkeley startup pursuing GLP-1 gene therapy using transposable genetic elements entered the public arena on the same day Biofund IV closed, illustrating that next-generation weight loss biology is attracting capital from early-stage venture through to initial public offering stage companies simultaneously. European biotech venture, capital formation in a constrained market. Biofund IV's €215 million close, Kurma's crossing of €1 billion in AUM, and the Eurazeo ownership structure together paint a picture of European biotech venture consolidating around fewer, better capitalized platforms. The European Investment Fund as a cornerstone investor is relevant signal. The EIF participates in European venture funds with an explicit mandate to stimulate innovation financing. Its presence in Biofund IV does not guarantee returns, but it does confer an imprimatur that influences other institutional LPs' due diligence. PFrance's dual role, as both a fund investor and co-founder of Argo BioStudio, creates aligned incentives that go beyond a typical LP relationship. The 14% shortfall from target, €215 million versus €250 million, deserves equal weight. European LP markets for biotech venture remain harder to clear than comparable US vehicles, despite improving exit data. The gap between stated ambition and actual close is a data point, not a crisis, but it frames realistic expectations for what European biotech venture can absorb at this fund size in the current market. Plaquemium notes, with €1 billion in AUM and three pharma-grade acquirers validating its pipeline quality in the past 5 years, Kurma now occupies a tier of European VC where the next strategic question is not survival but scale. The €250 million ceiling may be where European institutional appetite currently stalls for a single biotech VC manager. The Plaquemium view the market reads Biofund IV's close as a fundraising success. Plaquemium reads it as a structural inflection point with a visible ceiling. Kurma's three-exit track record from Fund 3, Lilly, AstraZeneca, and Unicure all writing checks, is genuinely strong. But the €35 million gap between target and close tells a story the headline number obscures. European institutional capital, family offices included, is willing to back Kurma at €215 million. It was not willing to go to €250 million. That boundary reveals something. European biotech venture is maturing but still cannot clear the LP market at US equivalent fund sizes without a deeper pool of institutional capital formation. The second-order implication is more interesting for mergers and acquisitions positioning. Biofund IV's 50% Argo BioStudio allocation means Kurma will build companies to a design spec informed by what strategic acquirers have already paid for. The Lilly Emergence and AstraZeneca Amolyt deals are not just exits, they are the blueprint. Kurma's management team now knows, at a granular level, what biology Lilly and AstraZeneca buy, at what stage, and at what therapeutic specificity. The next cohort of Argo Bio companies will not emerge from pure scientific curiosity. They will be engineered toward acquirer appetites. That is a fundamentally different value proposition than classic venture. It is closer to a specialized mergers and acquisitions pipeline service running inside a VC wrapper. For institutional investors evaluating European healthcare mergers and acquisitions exposure, Biofund IV's most underpriced asset is not its current portfolio. It is Kurma's acquired intelligence about what the top-tier acquirers in rare disease, autoimmune, and metabolic biology will pay for in 2027 and 2028. The Argo Bio co-development pathway converts that intelligence into deployable deal flow at controlled cost basis. The Avalyn Pharma $182 million initial public offering filing on the same day adds a second data point. The US biotech initial public offering window is reopening in 2026 for disease-specific platforms with validated mechanisms. European companies in Kurma's portfolio that clear clinical proof of concept before the window narrows again will face a choice between cross-Atlantic initial public offering and strategic acquisition. Kurma's Eurazeo backing gives it holding power to optimize that timing decision rather than accept the first bid. The bottom line: Kerma's Biofund 4 close at €215 million pushes its AUM to €1 billion and establishes the firm as Europe's most vertically integrated early-stage biotech builder, combining a VC fund, an in-house startup studio, and a parent company in Eurazeo carrying €39 billion in assets. The fund's 34% step-up from Fund 3, combined with exits to Lilly, AstraZeneca, and Unicure, gives institutional LPs a credible return framework. The shortfall from the €250 million target is real and should not be dismissed. It marks the current ceiling of European institutional appetite for a single biotech VC manager in this vintage. The forward bet, Kerma's Argo Bio Studio model, calibrated by three pharma quality exit signals, will generate its most competitively acquired companies from Biofund 4's 2026 to 2029 vintage, arriving precisely when Lilly, AstraZeneca, and their peers are deepest in their next pipeline replenishment cycle. Institutions seeking European pre-commercial biotech exposure should track Biofund 4's company formation cadence from Argo Bio as the leading indicator of near-term mergers and acquisitions deal flow.